challenge over here at the beginning of the parsha is just in Diktuk. It says, Re'ei Anochi Nosei Nifnechem Hayom Brocho Uklala. So already the Ben Ezra already has a problem that the Lashon of Re'ei is Lashon Yachid and Nifnechem is Lashon Rabim. So either we should say Re'u Anochi Nosei Nifnechem Hayom Brocho Uklala, or it should say Re'ei Anochi Nosei Lefanecha Hayom Brocho Uklala. But why does it change from Lashon Yachid to Lashon Rabim? That's a challenge which you have at the beginning of the parasha. So the Shibur Gifter answers this question, and he says the following. We look at, there's a Mishnah Novus. It says, when the person comes and has a chiyuv that understands his responsibility, the person cannot look at the klal and say, oh, the klal is going to do it. A, you individual person, you have to figure out, you have to realize you have something you must do, you must figure something out. So each individual person has to understand this. But a person then turns around and says, okay, so what am I? So I am this individual who figured everything out. To me it was given the Haftocha of Torah, etc. That's incorrect. A person can only fulfill his obligation and understand his re'iyah that he figures out and he thinks about is that he understands that he's part of a tzibur which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah and the mitzvahs to. So each individual person has to understand that Bereshit was saying, "Anochi Nosei Lifnechem Hayom." I see that as part of a greater tzibur, I have the schus to bracha and klala and to chayim and to chayim, not the schus to bracha and to chayim, as opposed to mavus and to klala. But a person who says, "Re'ei Anochi Nosei Lifanecha," says, "Okay, I as an individual have these schusim and have these." Have these rights, so that is something which is not going to be successful. That's how he touches up the psukim. He says, "Al tipiderech pshat." He thinks that's the pshat. Just going into the Yom HaNeroyim, Rishos Solanter has this nakuda that a person has a chiyuv to be an ish klal. Says. Person comes along and he says, I want, based on my own schusin, to be zeichah b'din. It's very hard to say a person is to be zeichah b'din based on his own schusin. But a person understands that the Klai Yisrael as a tzibur has a haftocha that we, the Rasham is going to be mezakah and b'din. We come into Rosh Hashanah and we wear white clothing, we wear night, you know, dark, we don't wear dark clothing, we wear white clothing, lashon of the Torah. And we eat, but we're besimcha, or besimcha, you're in judgment. Klaisel's avtocha, they're going to be zeicha. That's true. Klaisel has avtocha. But not each individual person. But a person understands he's an ish klau, he makes his business to be necessary to the tzibur. The tzibur needs him. A person who, then the merchant says, well, the tzibur, Klaisel is zeicha. Klaisel needs Yaakov. So Yaakov will also be zeicha, because Klaisel needs him. But if the Yaakov makes it, he has no interest and no business with the klal. So the Rishon says, "Klal Yisrael is zeicha. Klal doesn't need Yaakov. Yaakov doesn't deserve Eis Yaakov." So the person has to understand his responsibility to pull his weight in a tzibur. That means being involved in the chesed elements of the tzibur. It means involved in the learning of the tzibur. It means involved in the davening. Each person who comes to davening is mechazik the next person. Each person who comes to learn is mechazik the next person. Each person who learns the way he's supposed to creates a ruach of learning in the tzibur. Each person who does mitzvahs the way they're supposed to. All of these things are elements which are related to the tzibur. And then there's the needs of the tzibur, which the people who step, some people constantly step forward and take care of them. Some people seem to feel that other people will do that. Obviously, sometimes there are circumstances that you don't have time to do that. Okay, understandable. But a person has his ruach has to be, I want to be there for the tzibur as much as possible. And then I calculate why, for some reason, at this point in time, maybe I can't do that. Have a good Shabbos.